Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. Meri nazron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم آپ ہی کے طرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ جو ہے خیر الامم ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں غدائے حرم ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں غدائے حرم میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیجے حرم میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدے حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى. These الاشعار in the love of the Haramain Sharifain, which our Shaykh has written, and we see here that a person who can have so much love for the mountains of Medina and Makkah, then for the city of Medina, the city of Makkah, and then for Rozay Mubarak, Kaaba Sharif, and then for Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala, how much love must be felt in the heart of that person. That is the smallest thing, the thing which is most distant, that has so much love. Like Allama Busairi says, he starts off his qasida, Amin tazakkuri jiran bidhi salam. The neighbors of Medina Sharif, the clan of Zee Salam, that if by remembering them as my condition become that I'm remembering my Nabi now. So anything that is associated with the beloved. Majnu was asked, you love Layla so much. He says, the dogs of the streets of Layla, they are also very beloved to me. Because they live in the street of Layla. And he says that, Amurru ala diyari Layla. I passed by the town, the houses of Layla, وَقَبِّلُوا ذَا الْجِدَارِ وَذَا الْجِدَارِ. And I kissed the walls of the street of the houses of Layla, just because Layla lives there. And so all the things connected with the beloved become also so beloved. So the mountains of Medina Sharif. Then what to say of the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah bless us also with an aota of the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And everything, anything and everything connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bare muhtaram. In my eyes, O you, the mountains of Medina, you are very respectful and very honorable. So much so, the Mount Uhud, which is a mountain range of about 9 kilometers. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Uhud loves us, and we love the Mount of Uhud. Allah make it that we feel in our heart the love for the Mount of Uhud. Mount of Uhud will be one of the doors, the gates of Jannah. Mount of Uhud, a person who reads the third kalima, he gets a sawab equal to the Mount of Uhud. And spending so much of gold, silver in the path of Allah's Mount Uhud, by reading third kalima, a person gets so much sawab. So these mountains are also very, very valuable. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. Oh, the mountains of Medina, I love you very greatly. Ye du'ahe haram, lazzate muhtaram. This is the dua of the haram and the enjoyment of the multazam. Now Hazrat is taking us to the multazam. Closer, far the mountains which are on the outskirts of Medina Sharif. Now brings us to the multazam. The multazam, the place between the Hajar-e Aswad and the door of the Kaaba, where millions of people went and their hearts' desires got fulfilled. In fact, in the kitab, Musal Salat, that those hadith that came, that as the starting of that hadith was, and that hadith carries on like that all the time. Like, for example, the ustad who taught the hadith to his students, the first hadith he taught to them is, irhamu man fil ard ar-rahman yarhamuhum ar-rahimun yarhamuhum ar-rahman. Those who show mercy, Allah shows mercy to those people. So then he says, this is the first hadith I heard from my ustad, and this is the first hadith I'm teaching to you as my student. And he advises them, when you teach also, this is the first hadith you teach, be this hadith also. So this is carrying on in the ummah, that fortunate are those people who got to have the opportunity, that the first hadith they listened from the ustad was this hadith. And when they taught, the first hadith they teach is this hadith. Like that, there is a whole kitab of hadith that have come like that. As the person heard it from his ustad, he taught it in the same manner. That there is one hadith in the Musal Salat, the person who narrates the hadith, he says that my du'as were accepted as at multazam. And then when he narrates it to his ustad, to his student, the students also narrate that my du'a also got accepted. And this is carrying on in the ummah till today, that readily and openly a person saw how his du'as got accepted. In fact, in spite of all odds, least expected and possible, that du'a got accepted there. There are those people who make the suffer of Hajj and Umrah and Ziyarat outwardly, but mainly they are going to go make du'a at the multazam. some great need that they have, and they're going to present it to Allah Ta'ala at the Multazam. And then they see with their open eyes, in spite of all odds, totally impossible, how Allah accepts that dua. So there is one hadith that has come with regard to that also. Every narrator says that what desperate need I had, and it seemed impossible for it to happen, but I made dua at Multazam and my dua got accepted. In fact, it is such that one lady was abused, and she was in a very, very broken state. She traveled all the way from Medina Sharif on her own, which normally is not permissible. She came direct to the Kaaba Sharif, and she went directly to the Multazam. And at the Multazam, we know it's only men who are there. Women don't go to the Multazam, only the men. But when the guard just, their eyes fell on her, they removed all those men, and they let her go forward. And then she made her dua. And what great desperation she was in, she explained how Allah Ta'ala helped her. So Multazam is a very special place, which we should make one of our special maqasid when we go for Hajj or Umrah, when we have the opportunity. Hajj and Umrah, there are various views that generally the abuse of the Hajj and Umrah today leads many ulama to discourage people to go. But like Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, I got no heart to discourage. Everyone, those who are going genuinely, it looks like from the outward many people have made it one more holiday destination. And it is just a holiday they're going for, with all the families, etc., involved with the children, just like we're going for any other holiday. But we don't know who are those sincere people and how they're going. So it is very hard to just openly discourage people from going for Hajj and Umrah also. Those people who their hearts are filled with the love of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, and filled with the love of the Kaaba, and being present at Rauza and Mubarak, though they may be even few, but they are those genuine people. And Multazam is one of our, should be one of our main highlights when we go for Hajj and Umrah. And if a person, a woman, is, they out of the question, they don't go to the Multazam. There isn't facilities for them. But from a distance, just think that you are right there at the Multazam, and that you are making dua there. So this is a great ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. Ho ata sabko ye ni'mat mughtanam. This great ni'mat, may Allah bless. And this is the dua of Allah wala, who don't only make dua for themselves, but they wish it for everyone. So usually when you are in that close proximity of your beloved, you forget the world. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj, and as he was approaching Allah Ta'ala, attahiyatu lillahi, was salawatu, was tayyibat, all types of praise that there could be. Verbally you praise somebody, with your body actions you praise somebody, you bow down in front of somebody, you go in sajda, you show your utmost respect. All your financial, your money you spend also for the pleasure of your beloved. Where your beloved would like you to see spend that money, you spend that money there. So Allah Ta'ala replied, so to say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The peace of Allah be upon you, O Nabi. And once a person got peace, he's got everything. If you are at peace all the time, at peace with yourself, that is a great thing. Many, many people, we are not at peace with ourselves. What we call depression, anxiety, worry, stress, all these things here. But a person who finds peace, and one of the great barakats of Tawbah and Istighfar is that a person who makes it, and man lazim al istighfar, a person who makes istighfar compulsory upon himself, a man kathura, who reads a lot in abundance and with feeling. One of the five great blessings of istighfar is a person finds peace in his heart, sukoon in his heart. And before that, he was a person who was parishan, a person who was always, his thoughts are disturbed. He is disturbed. He sees dreams also, very disturbing dreams also he sees. But when Tawbah gets accepted from a person did it in such a way that it got accepted, then now he finds himself at peace. Now he starts seeing also beautiful dreams, which gives him, and dreams are a means which Allah uses to give you more your self-confidence and to build you up within yourself also. So such beautiful dreams also, and everything goes well. So at Multazam, this is all what we should be acquiring. So we should be making it our objective when we go for Hajj Umrah, that as man we try our best to go to the Multazam. And when Allah gives us that opportunity to pour out our hearts at Multazam, du'as are very readily accepted there. And then, as Hazrat says, "Ho ata sabko ye ni'mate muhtanam," that this ni'mat must be given to everyone. Ulama have written, great Sufia, the great ulama, that a person who makes dua for all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, he makes dua for the birds in the air, for the fish in the water, for the ants in their holes, for all the creation, for all the animals in the jungle, that person, Allah raises him to the position of a qutub. That is, who are like in charge of all the awliya of the world. They have that high position. A person who is concerned for the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So very fortunate is that person. And Allah give us tawfiq at least once a day, make dua for all the birds in the air. There are those birds who also get sick. Which hospital are they going to? Who is going to come and look after them? Allah has got his system and they get looked after. The ants also all have problems. Every creation also. Allah's system is that in this world, in fact, an atheist says that to a Muslim, Bismillah, that if Allah is there, if God is there, and is a loving God, then why are we seeing the sufferings of people in the world so much? And whether they are Muslim people also, there are wars that are taking place, what's happening in Palestine presently. There's famine, there are earthquakes, there are droughts, there are floods, and other ways also people are suffering from sicknesses, people in financial problems, people in all fights and arguments with one another. So why is Allah doing all this? Everything, you people believe that Allah is the doer of everything. Then why all this suffering? As a person gave a very beautiful answer, he says that parents who bring up their children, and they bring them up and discipline them, and for anything wrong, they punish them also. They give them whatever type of some deprivation of something. You're not allowed to use this facility for so long, or you're not getting food for so long, or whatever difficulties. In a country, he asked also that in your country, have you got prisons? Said, yeah. And in the prisons, well, not now. Now they have a VIP life in the prison. But before, there was hard labor also in the prison. They used to be punished with lashes, etc. So all that, for what are those prisons? Is it to make the people suffer? But when we are short-sighted, we just see the things on the core and on the outside. But all those prisons are to bring peace in the country. That the law-abiding citizens, they must live in peace. So the wrongdoers have to be punished. And all that problems are coming because of some wrongdoing of theirs. And it is to rehabilitate them. As the prison services now are called, they're the rehabilitation services. They no more call them prison, to correct that person, correctional services. It is for that purpose. So all that, so if a person sees that in that light, he will see that the prison of Jahannam is the ideal place for the wrongdoers. and it is the ideal system of justice that there has to be the prisons also in any country, any place. You have to have the police force also. You have to have the army also. All that is also required. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has made his whole system, which is 100% perfect. But many times a person just looks at it on the outside. He doesn't realize the reality of it. Like parents, for example, they bring up children, discipline them. And those children turn out to be good. And those who are just given freedom. And not only that they commit wrong, but the parents, some actually encourage their children to do wrong. In fact, one very good friend, an alim, a good friend, he says that I encourage my children to do wrong. And what is the warped thinking behind that? That all this wrong can come out, that finish it up. Whereas actually, when you are encouraging or allowing your children to be wrong, you are growing, you are generating more wrong. It doesn't get finished. Wrong, just like guna, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, many times a person feels, there's my last regret, let me just enjoy it now. This is the last time I'm going to masturbate. Now I won't do it after this. And so you think it's the last, that is Shaitan who is bluffing you. The more you do it, the more you will want to do it. Your cigarette, you smoke again, you will want to smoke again. You masturbate, you will want to masturbate. You look at woman, this is the last time I'm going to be looking at woman. The last time I'm going on a porn site, for example, it will never be, it will grow. But when you will, it is like what you are doing, you are drinking, you want to quench your thirst, and you are drinking sea water, salty water. That will just increase your thirst. It won't quench your thirst. What you need is cool, soothing water, sweet water. That will, and that is the zikr of Allah. That is the remembrance of Allah. That will quench your thirst. And when you put a stop to the wrong, then you will come out of it. So this wrong that is there, Shaitan makes it look that let me still just this one last time. After that, no more. That is not ever this answer. The answer is immediately, just completely cut it out. And then you get freedom from it. And when you get freedom from the jail, freedom from your nafs, freedom from gunas, then you can only come into Jannah. Only then can you have an idea. In fact, till then, you think there is no enjoyment in namaz. You think that these people who are making namaz, tilawat, obeying the laws of Allah, no music, no mixing with women, they are living a very dry life. They are living a very sour life. They get no enjoyment. But really, they are the ones who know that what real enjoyment is. Otherwise, just looking at on the core, we get the complete wrong idea. Or we get the opposite idea. We get the wrong. That is why almost 3/4 or more of the world are all involved in great sin, because they think in sin is their pleasure. In the disobedience of Allah, they feel it's our pleasure. And it isn't. They're just getting worse and worse drawn, and they're going further. The only place where there is itminan, Allah, bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. In the zikr of Allah, the obedience of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, only, Allah says, only in there is itminan qalbi. That way your hearts find contentment. It's nowhere else. You can look for it wherever else. You can never find it there. It's only in the remembrance of the obedience of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. The conscience, the conscious of Allah Ta'ala. That will bring it. So Allah Wala, they don't just want it for themselves. They want it for everyone else. Whereas dunya's things are, everyone wants it for himself. I must get the best house, the best car. I must have all the money. Everything must be. But Allah Wala, the true Allah Wala, whatever they get, they just want to share it. that how we wish others also could have this, how others could also share in this. They don't want it just for themselves, but they want to share it all the time. And on account of that, we see that they make endless effort that how this great namat of deen must come into everyone. And everyone, whether by their writings, whether by their teachings, whether by their bayans, what their lifestyle, and their wish is that everyone must get this also. That is a genuine Allah wala. Not that he's got some great virtue of something and he conceals it and he keeps it just for himself. But they are eager to share it with everyone, to pass it on to everyone else. Eh Khuda, hey faqat aapka ye karam. And all this is none other but the blessings of Allah. Never ever must a person think, it's me, my doing, because I was good, I did this, because of this Allah gave it to me. Well, even if the outward cause is you did some good to somebody, Allah showed you kindness in return. But that good you did was also by Allah's tawfiq. It's not from your side. Your very life is by the fazl of Allah. Your very iman and Islam is by the fazl of Allah. Nothing is from our side. So a person who hears this is also a great reality that has to be understood. Otherwise, easily nafs and shaitan misleads a person that it is your doing. Imam, the name will come, famous name, just not coming on the tongue. When he was passing away, Shaitan went and offered him wine. He refused to drink it. A few things, then milk, etc., whatever. Okay, inshallah. Then, what's called it, at the end, Shaitan told him, your knowledge saved you. Then he, because he was a great alim, he said, not my knowledge, only the fazl of Allah. Otherwise, even if you ascribe it to your knowledge, that I got taqwa, that's why I saved myself from guna. I got knowledge, that's why I saved myself. Then there also shaitan will destroy you. It is all only from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Ey khuda, hey faqad aapka ye karam. It's only the kindness of Allah. Kar rahe hain jo hum sab tawaf-e haram. Ye kadam uthte nahi, uthai jaate hain. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. That is, it's not that we reach the Kaaba, Allah took us through that. And main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, it's all the tawfiq. And a person must continuously make dua, especially when Allah gives him the tawfiq of doing any good, that Ya Allah, save me from nafs and shaitan. Easily nafs and shaitan make us think that I did it. I achieved it. So, oh Allah, you save me from nafs and shaitan and also from ijab and khudbini, that you think I'm good and your eyes are on yourself. I did this. I achieved this. People are praising me, etc. Oh Allah, save me from that. Min sharril waswasil khannas. And the whisperings of shaitan, who whispers in your heart, not in your ears, directly in your heart, see what you have done. See what how the people are praising you. So that we would, Allah must protect us. That nothing is from our, it's only the fazl and the karam of Allah tabaruk ta'ala. Ke kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf haram. That Allah does tawaf of the haram and 24 hours tawaf carries on. And when it is like peak period, Allahu Akbar, after Asr, after Maghrib, how the whole haram is full, and how the people are making tawaf on the, at the Kaaba Sharif, in the Mataf, on the ground floor, the top floor, right on top, everywhere people are just busy making tawaf. And this is also a clear proof, can so many people be on falsehood? There can be some people who are on falsehood, but so many people, and in these people, they are the very poor, the very rich, they are the black and the white, they are people from Africa and Asia, from America and Europe, people who are learned, people who are great scholars also, people even in the Western field who are big judges, who are big parliamentarians and ordinary people, everyone can all be wrong. Impossible that there are so many people. In fact, the muhaddithin have got one rule of accepting hadith when there are so many narrators of the hadith that it is impossible to say that so many people could have agreed on a lie. Because even a lie, we know many cases, like for example, the one of the crooks themselves, the guilty conscience, they go and report the case. In many places, like the maid in the house, who was an accomplice to all that robbery, but her conscience bothers her. So all people, Allah made it, they can't agree on a lie. So many people on making the tawaf, etc., making the namaz, and not one time, continuously it's carrying on for years and years, and then the hajj that comes. So all this is a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak ta'ala. Aagaya samne rauza-e muhtaram. Now Hazrat takes us to Medina Sharif. And now in front of me, the Rauza-e Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. And the true Aashik, all the time the Rauza-e Mubarak is in front of him. Whether he goes to Medina Sharif or he's far away, but he's there all the time. All the time his nazar is on the green jali, the green dome and this jali, the chamber. Those green, gates. The gates were all, his eyes are there, and he's standing there all the time. Whether middle of the night he gets up, he's there. Or he's in making tawaf. Or he's in multazam. Or he's drinking zamzam. That is a true ashik. And not the person who is there, but he's not there. He's far away from there. Allah save us from that. And Allah, wherever we are in Medina. And Allah gave us that capacity. You can be one split moment in Medina Sharif. Next split moment, you are at Multazam. And next split moment, you are doing Safa Marwa. Or you are there in Arafat, crying, you're pouring your heart out in du'as by Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have to work for and strive for. That becomes our feeling all the time. Wherever we see, whatever we see, it reminds us of our beloved and the home of our beloved. One old lady, Hazrat explains one incident, sitting on the outside of her house on a stoop, while people walking up and down, one person, she called him in and she said, "Have a cup of tea. I wish to host you, entertain you." So he got surprised also, so many people here. And of all you chose me, she said, "You look like my son." And just the thought of my son, so I thought how I'll make my son happy. I'll give you some tea, I'll give you some biscuits, etc. So anything, a lover, anything just reminds him of his beloved. And fortunate are those whose beloved, Allah has become their beloved, who is the only true beloved. All the others are just temporary, even if they are genuine, but they are temporary. The true beloved is only Allah Ta'ala. So a person who has been blessed with that, and whatever he sees, it reminds him of Allah. Fortunate is that person. And he man ahabba lillah, wa man abghadha lillah. A person who loves for Allah, a person who hates for Allah, a person who becomes angry for Allah, a person who becomes pleased for Allah, that his iman is complete. He has reached now wusul ila Allah, and the iman has entered into his heart now. Iman is not only on his tongue, and iman is not only on the outside, his words, but iman has entered the heart of such a person. Allah bless us with that. So now, aagaya samne rauza-e muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste the hum, which we were always desiring. We were always looking at Kaaba Sharif. Now it is in front of us. We were always desiring to be at Medina Sharif, and now it is actually in front of us. For years and years we were saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you do we worship, and that I'm making my namaz facing the Kaaba for how many years, but now here I am, that Allah removed all the lands and the seas and the mountains and the deserts between me and Kaaba Sharif. Now here is Kaaba right in front of me. All the time when I was making namaz, Kaaba was in front of me. But the physically, there was this great distance. 8-10,000 kilometers Kaaba Sharif was away. What were mountains and what were cities and rivers and jungles and deserts are between us and Kaaba. Now the time came that I'm here and I can't believe my eyes. But the strongest belief has come when you say, I can't believe. Me, I'm here in front of Kaaba. And the person who has made his Islam and he realizes I'm the biggest sinner in the world. I'm the lowest of the low. And I'm here in front of Kaaba Sharif. And then without tears flowing from your eyes, there can be no other condition. You melt in your heart. You melt with your eyes also that here I am. And Allah has called me because He loves me. He has called me to shower me with His ni'mat. Whatever I was blessed with, now He is going to shower me with even more greater ni'mat. He's going to fill my heart. My heart is going to overflow. And what overflows from the heart is the share of other people now. That others must also enjoy those great ni'mat. Up to the time that your heart gets full, it's for you. You enjoy all that. But now Allah still pours more and it overflows now. It will overflow from your eyes. Whoever you look at, that person gets hidayah. It will overflow from your tongue. Well, whatever you speak, now your words will have effect also. Everything, who you touch, what water you touch, whatever, everything, barakat now. Rahmat-e do jahan ka hai faiz-e atam. It is the rahmat, do jahan ka ki rahmat hai. It is the faiz of the two worlds. Jinke sadqe mein muslim o mu'min hai hum. In whose sadqa that we are Muslims today. How beautiful when we made our, when we making our namaz. And if this is, there are so many things to make our namaz a namaz. That we are in namaz. It's impossible not to be in namaz. But we have proven the impossible. It's impossible not to be in namaz. But we are out of namaz. In namaz, we are out of namaz. In namaz, when we have read our at-tahiyyat and the closeness of Allah, praises of Allah, Allah's praises upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the malaika and angels giving evidence, and then the natural thing after that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, through the sadaqah and the faiz of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are all Muslims also today. Through the sadaqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the inner spiritual values we got is none other but from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The greatest Sufi of the world is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He who taught us the most intricacies of deen, of life, of how to be connected with Allah. Who taught it besides Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, every ayat is filled with tasawwuf. If there isn't tasawwuf in an ayat, it's not an ayat. Every ayat, every hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the problem is, we have either misunderstood tasawwuf, and we have made it a cause of some rituals, of reading some tasbihat, some outward things, etc. Or we have made it a thing of miracles, all just this, that buzur, this miracle attributed to this buzur, that buzur, that miracle. But the real thing was the connection with Allah. And that comes after one precondition of purifying the heart. And the heart comes with the precondition of purifying the body, the eyes, the hands, all gunas we stay away from. Then the heart gets purified. And a pure and clean heart, you don't have to invite Allah. Allah looks for such a heart. And Allah comes and inhabits that heart. And Allah takes control of that heart. And when Allah is with you, then you have got everything. A tu mera, ہر شے میری، زمین میری، آسمان میرا، ایوری تھنگ بلانگس ٹو یو وین یو ہیو فاؤنڈ اللہ. دس از واٹ از کالڈ تصوف، اینڈ دس از ناٹ جسٹ نیم آف اے فیو ریچولس آف سم تھنگ اور جسٹ اے فیو پیپل گیدرنگ سم وے. دس ریئلٹی کمز ان ٹو اے پرسن. سو اٹ از آل بائی دا صدقہ آف نبی کریم، جن کے صدقے میں مسلم اور مؤمن ہے ہم. دیٹ وی آر مسلمز آلسو، آور آؤٹ ورڈ کنڈیشن از آلسو کنفرمنگ ٹو اسلام. وی آر مؤمن، آور ہارٹس آلسو آر فلڈ ود دا لو آف اللہ، ود دا اوبیڈینس آف اللہ تعالی. ناٹ دیٹ وی آر ڈریسڈ لائک نان مسلمز، لائک غیر المغضوب، لائک دا جوز، لائک ضالین، لائک دا کرسچن. All their way, no, that also. And inside our heart also is turned towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila. And all this, we only got it by the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what sacrifices. And when that is the case, it's impossible for a person not to read Durood Sharif. Now if you want to pay Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to say jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah showed us the means, read Durood Sharif. And for that we should see how much of Durood is on our tongue. If we are not reading Durood, we haven't understood one bit. If the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is not in our heart. Ulama have written, that person automatically reads Durood and reads in abundance and reads with his tongue and reads with his heart and reads with his body Durood Sharif. With his tongue he reads Durood Sharif. In his heart he is filled with the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His body Sunnat Sahib, his life is Sunnat. That person who has the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we don't have the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and if we are not reading Durood, it means a great lack of the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because who? Man ahabba shay'in akthara dhikru. A person who loves something, automatically he just thinks of that, his beloved, all the time. In all conditions of adversity and conditions of conformity, in all conditions, he's thinking of his beloved. But how much do we think of, which gauge it by the amount of Durood that we send. Durood, that person sends who's got a soft heart and who's got a clean heart. A person whose heart is soft, he will incline. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was the most soft. And everything, yameelu ila, everything inclines to its own tag. Kullu jin. Al-jinsu yameelu ila jinsihi. If you have got a soft heart, you will just incline to the soft heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then if you have a pure heart, clean heart, dirt and filth and Durood Sharif, the two can't mix. That we can easily understand. If you are filled, if your heart is filled with porn, you're filled about other women's pictures, other evil and filth in your heart, then how will Nabi alayhi salatu, Nabi alayhi salatu was so pure, so clean. So how much our hearts are clean. And if I'm not getting tawfiq of reading Durood, think whether today I read one time Durood, whether I read 10 times, whether 100 is the minimum we should have read today. But did I read my Durood? Am I going to sleep away tonight with no Durood that I read today? And that is to show how a person who has got conviction that everything happens in the world only by the will of Allah. And to draw the will of Allah in our favor, the greatest means is Durood Sharif. That you have any problem, anything, Durood Sharif. And for Durood Tunjina is so, so effective. For illnesses, our Buzurgs have written that this Durood, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad bi'adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in bi'adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in, is a cure for incurable diseases. It's a cure for incurable diseases. And a person will read that and people saw miracles happening with it. Where the doctors had given up, that it's impossible for any type of cure here. the best medicine, our best treatment that we have, is the end. We can't do anything. But with this durood, such people got cured again. All this is given. So Allah Ta'ala, let us appreciate this great namat which we have been given. آپ ہی کی شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. That it is only by the great honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, خاتم النبیین, that we have got خاتم الادیان, of the seal of all religion, the final religion. But very, very sadly, today our own who are called great ulama, prominent leading ulama, they are also accepting that all religions are equal. And we mustn't give preference to one religion over the other. Whether clearly Allah says, Inna Deena Indallah Al Islam. And this translation is not complete, that the religion accepted by Allah is Islam. The correct translation, the only religion accepted by Allah is Islam. And the clear proof of that, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. A person who chooses any other religion besides Islam, it will not be accepted. And this Abrahamic accord, that from Ibrahim alayhi salam are the three religions of Judaism, Christianity and Islam. So all three are equal. Well, the place of worship, where there is a church also, a synagogue also, and a masjid also. Print a holy scripture book, which has got the Torah, the Injil, and the Quran also. Na'uzu billah. Quran in Deen is completely distinct, and there is nothing that can come anywhere near it. The religion of Jews and Christians, they themselves with their hands have changed it. And had they not changed it, had it been even true, and even till today, the true original religion are also changed and are abrogated. They are cancelled. And it's only Islam which is the religion which Allah will have. And all this by the sadqa of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So this ummat muslima hai, jo khairul umam. Hai salatin alam bi ihtiram mein. This is that religion that the kings of the world, the rulers and the big shots of the world, they also on Arafat, all are in ihram. Nobody is with his suit and tie. Nobody is with his kurta and amama. Everyone, all are in ihram. One dressing for all. Jinke banke hasil hue hai salatin alam bhi ihtiram mein. Banke hazir hue hai ghadae haram. And they all have become like the mendicants, the slaves of the haram. That we are here, and now all our kingdom and our thrones and all that one side, we are here just in front of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Where the king and the slave stand together in namaz, five times namaz, where there is no reservation for anyone. I build a masjid with my own money, with my own hands. I build everything with everything, but I got no right in that masjid that I reserved my place in the first saf, or in the corner of the first saf, or anywhere else. Whoever comes first, it is theirs. Once it is waqaf, the waqif, the person who made it waqaf, he also has got no authority on there. Now the law of Allah will apply there. What is given to Allah in the name of Allah. So only what Allah orders, that will apply there. So here then, whether it's the king or the slave, whether it's a local resident, or whether it is an outsider who has come to make namaz, whoever comes first and which place he chooses, it is his right here. Whether it is the muazzin or whether it is an ordinary outsider, no place is reserved for anyone else. Yes, the place of imam, the imam will go there. But besides that, everyone in the masjid, he will, whatever place, whoever get, it's his right there. And so much so, that you are not allowed to reserve your place. In the church, they pay for their seats in the first serve. They pay up front to get their seats in the first serve. In Islam, there is nothing. So much so, that you can't reserve your place also. If you were there making namaz or something, you sat there, and for some necessity you had to go out. Now you can reserve it for you when you come back. But you were there. You can't reserve it for somebody else. You can only reserve it for yourself. And that also on condition that you were there, you were making some ibadat. Now you have to go out for toilet, for anything else, then you come back to your place. So Allah made it that it is open for everyone. Whether you build that masjid, you paid all the money for it or anything, you build it with your own hand. But that masjid, once it's waqf, it is now Allah's. And now you have got no preferential status in that masjid itself also. Hey, salatin alam bhi ihram mein, ban ke hazir hue hai ghada haram. Mere malik ya akhtar ki sun le dua. Oh, then Hazrat makes a dua here. And what is the dua? Ho muqaddar mein har saal deed haram. That every year, oh Allah, grant us the opportunity that we come for, if we come for umrah, we come for hajj, that we visit the place. When you love it and genuinely you make it. And that is, everyone can judge for himself whether he's going on a holiday or whether he's going really sincerely for the ibadat there. Whether his time there is spent more of the time in the haram or more in the shopping malls there. Or more in the other entertainment places, which unfortunately, and this is, we can blame the Saudi government or whoever else, but always Shaitan made this effort to distract the people. And that they don't engage themselves in the ibadat which is to be meant to be there. Always, even at the haram in the whole world, the system of which is there, that there are distractions. Gunas are appealing to a person. The things of guna, the places of guna are all spread around. Easily a person can get involved in. People, one good friend of ours explained, 27th of Ramadan, which we counted as the big night. He was on his way to the masjid, and as he stopped at a stop street, one of these filthy women came and sat on his bonnet. Now, what a temptation. A temptation here, and it's 27th night. So these temptations are there for everyone all the time. And this person was an alim. And now this temptation comes here. Yeah, I have to go for masjid, 27th night, Ramzan. And yeah, this side is terrible temptation. So this will be there. It is how much a person builds himself. That this won't even, it won't be a temptation at all. He won't give it a second thought of any guna also. So this is all how much. And Ramzan has just passed. How much have we built ourselves? And now, how much have we determined to make tawbah istighfar that we did not spend our Ramadan correctly? And the determination that, and the desire that Allah gives us the next Ramadan, and that we do benefit fully from a person who has this, he will benefit from the next Ramadan. Otherwise, 20, 30 Ramzans have passed, another one more will pass. And we'll still be just where we were. Or perhaps going even backwards. But if we really have that concern now throughout the year, then we'll make something of the coming Ramadan. Otherwise, we'll just also let it pass just like that. And one more straw on the back of the camel. That's all that we will do. Just load up and we receive nothing. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.